This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you for joining us. This Warrior Sound flashback taking us back to June 11th, 2015, and Game 4 of the NBA Finals, with the Warriors in Cleveland entering the game on that Thursday evening in Ohio, trailing the series 2-1 and battling to even the series at 2-2. As we start by listening into our Warriors TV recap of Game 4, where you'll hear from Coach Kerr, Andre Iguodala, Draymond Green, and Stephen Curry in that order at the post-game press conference.
The Warriors standing tall in the face of adversity and stare down the challenges before them on the road in Game 4, tying the NBA Finals at 2-2 as this series now heads back to Oracle Arena for another Sunday showdown. And tonight's effort, a stellar one, a complete team effort for the Warriors. And things were looking good from the start here in Cleveland, with Draymond Green shifting to center at the tip-off, Andre Iguodala starting and lighting a fire, terrific energy throughout. The Warriors setting the tone with Stephen Curry hitting threes early, and each of the starters digging in with some gritty play, Harrison Barnes making his presence felt, a 14.8 rebound game for Harrison, as Andre's 9-point first quarter led to an impressive 22-point night, his season high, and a key to the Warriors getting into attack mode. Into the second quarter, they built a double-digit lead with this Klay Thompson three, and Draymond Green's intensity inspiring. Tremendous heart in a 17.7 rebound, 6-assist night for Draymond. Third quarter, the Cavs tightened things up a bit, but this Steph three near the close of the quarter made it a 6-point lead going into the fourth, which grew to a 13-point lead as Steph delivers again from beyond the arc. A 22.6 assist night for Curry. And David Lee again making big contributions. 9 points from D. Lee while helping get the ball moving. Many positives as Andre's spark from the start helps bring home the win. 103-82, the final.
I thought the first three games they were the more competitive team. Maybe it was our first trip to the finals. We thought, you know, we can play hard. It's not just about playing hard. It's about playing every single possession like it's your last. And I thought tonight our effort took a step up, and that's why we were able to win.
We have a very competitive group, guys with a lot of pride, and guys who really want to embrace the moment. And our focus is next game we got to win. You know, every playoff game is like a precious moment. Every possession, you know, every timeout, you got to be locked in, you got to pay attention, any adjustments. And we're just really, I think both teams are just really trying to do whatever it takes to win. So taking it one game at a time, saying we got to win no matter what it is. We up 3-0, we got to win game four. That's just the mindset we have.
We needed to put them on their heels. This entire series has been them as the enforcers, them as the aggressors, and us on our heels. We needed to reverse that, and we were able to do that tonight, and that's what the small lineup helped do.
Tonight we came in with the mentality that obviously, like we were saying, that we had to win this game. So it was about effort and consistent effort every possession. And it's obviously not perfect. We still can play a little bit better, I think. But the effort was at a level that it erased some of those mistakes, and we just battled from the start. So we gave ourselves a shot, and then, you know, shots go in, everybody starts to feel good, you pick up some momentum, and you get a big road win.
It's now a best 2-3 game series for the title. And next up is Game 5, Sunday at Oracle Arena. This is the NBA Finals on Warriors TV.
Now with a bit more from Draymond as we rewind and listen back to the Warriors Radio Network with Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert.
Draymond, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the big win tonight. This was a brilliant game for the Warriors.
Thanks. It was definitely a great win, one we needed, sitting down 2-1. We had to prove that, you know, we can outcompete these guys. They've been outcompeting us for 3 games in this series. We wanted to get back to who we were, and we were able to do that tonight.
How important was it, Draymond, not only to compete, but get back and push the tempo and play Warriors basketball?
That was very important. You know, this tempo hasn't been at our pace this entire series. We knew we had to come out from the jump and, you know, get this game at our pace. They were able to jump out to a 7-0 lead, but, you know, we continued to fight. And when we fought, we changed the game around quick, and we pretty much controlled the entire way.
Got a couple of those floaters down, didn't you?
I went through an hour workout yesterday, just floaters, jump shots, mid-range jump shots, shots that I knew I'd get in this game. You know, they've been giving them to me the whole series. Had to build up confidence in them, and I was able to knock a few of them down.
Nah, it was really, really good stuff. Just talk about the start, inserting Iguodala into the starting lineup. That seemed to give you guys just a little more juice, a little more activity, and you guys really kind of pushed it and took it from there. Was that something that you, when Coach told you that he was going to be in the lineup, you said, well, if we're going to go small, let's make sure we beat him up and down the court?
That was the plan. You know, Coach said we're going to, you know, it's nothing against Bowes. Bowes is great, great rim protector, but he wanted to open the floor up some and, you know, really push the tempo. It worked out. You know, Dre's been great the whole series.
Yeah.
And, you know, tonight he inserted him in the start lineup, and he continued to be great for us.
Well, Draymond, it was great to see you get out there. You talked about the Warriors, how they needed to compete. You guys did that. This thing is tied at 2, and it's going to be Game 5 Sunday in Oakland.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
17.7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 33 minutes for Draymond Green.
This, a Warriors sound flashback to Game 4 of the 2015 NBA Finals, taking place in Cleveland on Thursday, June 11th of 2015. And after Draymond finished his postgame interview with Tim and Tom, they continued with the wrap-up on the Warriors Radio Network.
Well, the Golden State Warriors remain the only team in the NBA this year not to lose three straight, as they improved to 6-0 after back-to-back losses, as they win 103-82. And more importantly, have evened the NBA Finals at 2 games apiece. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert with you. Topside here at Quicken Loans Arena in downtown Cleveland, where the fans were coming in hoping to see their Cavaliers take a commanding 3-1 lead. But head coach Steve Kerr devised a game plan tonight, Tom, that was brilliant in every way. It started Andre Iguodala, got the Warriors off and running, despite the fact they trailed 7-0 right off the start. And it also, Tom, we saw different things tonight. We saw the Warriors double-team LeBron James more at different times and saw them kind of mix it up a little bit defensively. And I think it took the Cavs out of their offensive comfort zone.
No, I think you're right. That being said, the Cavs missed a lot of open threes. I mean, this was a team that was, 4 for 27 from three. J.R. Smith was 0 for 8 from three. And much like the Warriors the past few games, when you miss shots, I mean, you don't look as good. They shot 30, but really the defense. I thought the defense was really good because you look at the Warriors and, 11 double teams on LeBron James, which was many more than they had in the previous couple games, and one field goal versus a double team. So they didn't let him get up 35, 36, 37 shots. He only got up 22, only made 7 for 20 points. But, yeah, I thought it was really – I actually thought what they did defensively. Now, what they did offensively I thought was fantastic. You got Iguodala in the starting lineup. I think that really got them going. But they were good offensively. We've seen them better offensively. But defensively, they held the Cavs at 33%. 33. So, really, you know, we could sit here and talk about the offense and them getting back to the way they're playing, which they did, and I thought it was tremendous. But it's a defense. They held them to 82 points tonight. 82 on 33% shooting. So I thought the defense was fantastic. They're willing to give up a little bit with Mozgov down low, but they did a real nice job. I thought they got a little stagnant there in the second, maybe early third. But other than that, I thought they did a real nice job of pushing. I thought Sean Livingston, the stats probably won't say it, but this guy in 24 minutes had 7 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. He was really, really good tonight.
No question. And I thought their bench was outstanding. You know, Draymond had a great game. Andre Iguodala had a great game. You know, with all the attention the Cavaliers are paying to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, if the Warriors go on to win the NBA title, it has to be players like that. They're going to have big series. And so far, I think the most valuable Warrior to the moment has been Andre Iguodala.
He's been great. Makes LeBron James work. I thought tonight he stepped up, hit some big shots. He was second on the Warriors in field goal attempts. I don't think I've ever seen that this year, where Curry took 17. I'd still like to see him get a few more attempts. Iguodala took 15 shots tonight, 4 for 9 on threes, 8 rebounds. He didn't have an assist, which is unusual for him to play 39 minutes and not have an assist. But when you have a big guy guarding you, you know, you're going to take a few more liberties shooting the ball. So I thought he did that, and I thought it was effective. Now we'll see, you know, I could say we'll see what David Blatt does coming back to Game 5, but it's not like he has a lot of options. They have like 7 guys that can play, so your options are fairly limited as far as what you can do.
Let's get to head coach Steve Kerr at the 48 podium.
Minutes, so there's going to be some lulls. We knew that the rebounding was going to be an issue at times. The third quarter, they pounded us. But the pace was good. Obviously, we got off to a good start. We got the lead. It was our tempo, and we were able to withstand the rebounding barrage that was at some point inevitable.
Here in the front?
Yeah, Russ.
Why were we able to? Why did we? Oh, for pace. We did it for pace and floor spacing and just to get the tempo going.
Russ Shechnik, Yediot Ahronot Israel. What do you think make the big difference this game comparing the other games?
Well, I don't think the biggest difference was the starting lineup or the adjustment that we made. I think the biggest difference was we played a lot harder. We controlled the tempo and the rhythm of the game, but that I think had more to do with us competing and getting to long rebounds and loose balls. And I thought the first three games they were the more competitive team. Maybe it was our first trip to the finals. We thought, we can play hard. It's not just about playing hard. It's about playing every single possession like it's your last. And I thought tonight our effort took a step up, and that's why we were able to win.
Tim in the back left.
Steve, the small lineup almost, is it more mental even to just to get your players thinking fast, to just to get them in a different mindset almost more than even, the physical nature of it?
I maybe that's a part of it. The actual move changes the chessboard, so I think it was important to get better spacing we had five guys out there who can run pretty fast, so we got up and down the floor pretty quickly, and that helped us get off to a better start.
Tom again, back left.
Tom Haberstroh, ESPN. Coach, you limited Andre Iguodala's minutes all season long, bringing him off the bench. He looked like the most energized guy out there tonight and for this series. Is that a deliberate move by you, just knowing that you're going to need him to be at his best here in the finals?
It's a big part of it. Part of it was, the bringing off the bench part was to help Harrison and put Harrison in a better role, and also to solidify our second unit, which Andre did. But we tried all season long to give Andre rests. We kept him at, 29 minutes a game, 28 maybe. But I think we gave him, I don't know the exact number. We gave him four or five games off at key times, and we just wanted to keep him as fresh as possible. And he looks great out there. He's been our best player through four games. He's been, he guards LeBron pretty much every possession that he's out there, and his offense has been terrific.
Jeff, on this side over here on the column.
Steve, obviously LeBron has hurt you all series. Besides the efforts of Andre, can you talk about how you shaded? It looked like you shaded a second guy toward him a lot and didn't necessarily double team him, but you had extra help there for him.
I think we were just more active. It wasn't a strategic change. It was just more active. It's what I was talking about before. The competitive level was higher, and that led to more activity.
Mark over here.
Steve, I know you haven't looked at the tape yet, but
I just watched it.
Did you watch it all?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll give you a better answer to this question then. When you think about what Andre was able to do defensively against LeBron, what was particularly making it difficult for LeBron to be effective tonight?
I didn't think Andre guarded him any differently than he did the first three games. It was it's a different game. LeBron's shots didn't go in. The same shots may go in next game. You never know how it's going to play out. But Andre, he battles him. He's played him a lot in his career. Andre, whatever team he's been on, he's the guy who has to guard LeBron when LeBron comes to town. So his experience helps him. But I didn't think his defense was any different tonight than it was the first three games.
Losing this game for you guys was definitely not an option. When you have to win a game like this, why do you put your faith in a guy like Andre?
I mean, he's one of our two captains. He's our most experienced player, and he's one of the smartest players I've ever been around. The guy is brilliant at both ends. He sees the game. If he wants to coach someday, he'd be a great coach, although he says he would be too impatient. So I don't know if he's got the patience, but he's got a great basketball mind.
Diamond, back left.
Diamond Leung, Barry News Group. Steve, you've described Andre as the resident cynic on the team. I was curious how he reacted when you told him about the assignment and the rest of the team as well.
No cynicism. I mean, it was just, he nodded his head and he said, all right, let's go. And, you know, his role didn't really change much. I mean, he was still playing big minutes against LeBron anyway the first three games. It was the positions around him that changed, but now he was on board and he competed like everybody else did.
And we leave you on this Warrior Sound flashback with some of the highlights from that night in Cleveland and the Warriors taking game four against the Cavs to even the series at 2-2. Thanks for listening in to Warrior Sound.
Klay Thompson gets the ball. Curry pops out off the screen, gets it back, dribbles on Dellavedova behind the back, step back jumper. It's a three. It's up and good for Curry over Dellavedova, and it's a 7-3 score now. Bounce pass to Draymond. In deep, back to Andre. Left side, he'll fire. That's off the front rim. Jammed home by Harrison Barnes. Woo. Flight number 40 went high, and it landed safely.
My goodness.
Wow. Curry to Klay Thompson, fires away, spins a three off, no good, rebound, Harrison Barnes, good hustle, over to Curry, another three, up and good, Barnes gave the Warriors an extra possession, and now it's a one-point game. Curry bent over the waist of the dribble, gets it back to the right hand, comes back left hand, right hand gets bumped, stumbles, goes all the way in for a layup, and he scores with 3.5 to go in the half. Curry has 12 of them. He has the ball. Drifting right side. Dribbles in. Throws out. Harrison Barnes open. Fires and hits. A three ball from the wing of the Warriors. Needed that in the absolute worst way. Curry dribbles on Jones. Stops. Fades. Fires. Three ball. Got it! Steph Curry makes it 85-72. Curry now has 20 points, and he's 4 of 6 from downtown. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Curry in stride. Curry down the middle of the floor. Goes and voids two defenders. Handoff Thompson for the layup. Klay lays it in. What a move by Steph Curry as both defenders ran into each other. And the Warriors lead by 10, 80-70. Draymond Green. Jump pass to Livingston, rotation to Iguodala, right corner triple, it's down for Andre.
Well, that was a heck of a pass by Sean Livingston, great vision.
No doubt about that, Iguodala's got 19. Here's Thompson, the second cutter, down the lane, great pass to David Lee, two-hand slam for David Lee.
Really
and the
nice.
Warriors are back up by 15.
That's what happens when you cut hard. You cut hard to the bucket, you draw the big guy over, nice drop off to David Lee.
Curry has the ball in the front court, dribbles to the top of the key, down the lane, gets a layup, up and good, floated it high over Mozgov, and the Cavaliers call timeout. The Warriors lead by 19 with 3:06 to go here in game four. Livingston crossed the timeline, and that will be that. Head coach Steve Kerr made another brilliant move in this postseason. He starts Andre Iguodala, and the Warriors came out running. It got them going, and it's allowed them to tie up the NBA Finals at 2 games apiece. Final score, Golden State 103 and Cleveland 82.
This has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!